Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today we're going to explore some of the information that's being given to humanity from on high. This information is revealing a powerful opportunity that is being presented to people around the world. If eternal peace and God's infinite abundance, which are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God, are going to manifest on Earth in alignment with the unfolding divine plan, the governments and the individuals involved in the governments around the world need divine intervention and a major shift of consciousness. I don't think anybody has any doubt about that. With the elections that are taking place in the United States of America this year, we have an important opportunity. And the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have said that because of the need of the hour, and because of what is occurring on Earth at this time, these elections will be very significant. The people elected into office this year are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all of the governments and how governments everywhere are responding to the greatest need of the hour. That need is the establishment of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance as a natural expression in the lives of people all over this planet. The United States of America is destined to play a vital role in that divine plan. So we're going to talk about that today and focus on that. And no matter what country you abide in or what country you are from, what takes place now is a collective for the entire planet. The United States of America is reflecting the microcosm of the macrocosm for this planet. Now, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the heavenly realms than ever before. And the intent of this divine intervention is to help all of us see the bigger picture so that we can understand the divine plan that is unfolding day by day, and not get caught up in just the chaos and what we're experiencing as we observe the things taking place on Earth. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectation and hope instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge that is now pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on Earth in unprecedented ways. And what we are witnessing is the light of God pushing everything that conflicts with that light to the surface. That's why this time was referred to in the Bible as the time of screaming and the gnashing of teeth, because we easily see all of our human miscreations, all of the negativity, all of humanity's pain and suffering being pushed to the surface. What we don't see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing it to the surface. Humanity is in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness we have ever experienced. And this is affecting every single person on this planet, every man, woman, and child. As you listen to the information that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask for guidance from your I Am presence. Then you will know in your heart if the information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. I assure you, if there's anything that I'm sharing today that doesn't resonate as truth and you just let it go, if it's important for you to know this or for you to understand this, your God self, your I Am presence, will keep gently and lovingly bringing this information into your sphere of awareness over and over again until you can finally let it in. So So if it doesn't resonate as truth today, just let it go and turn it over to your I Am presence. To help us accomplish the need of the hour, our Father, Mother, God have given the company of heaven permission to intervene in our lives in very new and profound ways. The time for Earth's ascension into the fifth dimension of infinite perfection is at hand, and the legions of light are encouraging all of us to join forces with each other to empower our prayers, our meditations, our decrees, our affirmations, our visualizations, and our invocations, and every other aspect of our service to humanity and the light. When we do our Father, Mother, God's bidding in this endeavor and join together to invoke the light, the company of heaven have been granted permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine. This means that literally in a twinkling of an eye, we are going to receive the assistance that will allow us to transform lifetimes worth of our human miscreations back into light. This is the purpose of this online program, to awaken our divine potential, to bring us together so that we can collectively add to the light of the world and have our endeavors expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. So during our sacred time together today, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light, and your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. We are all one. So as we do this work together, we have the ability to invoke the light of God through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth as well. These beings are our sisters and brothers, fellow children of God, who are in this physical plane to participate and fulfill this divine plan. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. So as we work together, remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and exhale deeply and rhythmically. Breathe in again deeply and exhale deeply. Continue this deep rhythmic breath as we ask our I Am presence to join our heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and to join our heart and mind with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. We are collectively the family of humanity, establishing a new frequency of unity consciousness that lifts us up into the highest frequency of understanding that we are capable of experiencing at this time. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving. As we continue to breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands through our heart flames and flows into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is flowing now through each person's I Am presence from heart flame to heart flame. This flow of divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth. And this grid of transfiguring divine love is spanning the abyss from the lowest and most discordant frequencies of vibration on earth into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of divine love is the bridge to freedom, over which the sweet earth and all her life are now ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth and the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. During our special time together today, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. The company of heaven has revealed to us that it is time to co-create divine government on this planet. In order to grasp the significance of that, we must understand first and foremost what divine government really is and what it represents. First of all, divine government is not one world government or a new world order or any of the other concepts that have been used to describe the manipulative and controlling shadow governments that have ruled us and manipulated us for eons of time. Divine government is actually the antithesis of that level of consciousness. Divine government reflects the universal law, as above, so below. It is a self-governing body, guided and directed by the divinity within every person's heart flame, by our I Am presence. The I Am presence of all humanity working together for the highest good and reverence for all life. Divine government is a government of the I Am presence, by the I Am presence, for the I Am presence of all humanity. When we truly understand what that means, we will see the tremendous effect divine government will have on the world and all life once it is tangibly established on this planet through the hearts and minds of every evolving soul. Remember, our I Am presence, our true God reality, is who we really are. And that aspect of our divinity transcends the fragmented, manipulative human ego that we have come to believe we are. Our human ego perceives the physical plane as the only reality, and it perceives our physical body is who we are, rather than simply the vehicle or the car that we use to navigate around in the physical plane. Our human ego thinks its purpose and reason for being is to gratify the physical senses. And it believes that whatever it needs to do, lie, cheat, steal, and kill, to gratify those physical senses, is right and appropriate. Nothing could be further from the truth. On the other hand, our I Am presence, our true God reality, is multidimensional, and it is one with the divine heart and mind of God. Our I Am presence is what we have often referred to as our superconscious mind, or our God self, or Christ consciousness. This is the reflection of the true son or daughter of God that we are. This is the part of us that is created in God's image, and our I Am presence fully understands the divine principles of governing this earth. Our I Am presence is well aware that we are one with all life and that there is no such thing as separation. Every facet of life throughout the whole of creation is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. Our I Am presence always responds to every situation with love and reverence for life. This aspect of our divinity knows the greatest need of the hour at this time, which is establishing eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. And this part of our own divinity strives to accomplish that need always in alignment with the highest good for all concerned. Our I Am presence understands that all life is interrelated, and it realizes that if the family of humanity is going to survive, we have to come together as one unified force of divine love, harmony, and balance through unity consciousness. Our I Am presence knows that every evolving soul is going through a unique learning experience. Consequently, our various races, religions, creeds, beliefs, cultures, nationalities, and lifestyles are a necessary part of our experience. Our fear-based, fragmented human ego, on the other hand, is distorting much of what we are expressing through our various diversities at this time, through prejudice, through fear, through hate, and through all of the things associated with duality and separation. But when our I Am presence is in charge, we will revel in the beauty and the wonder of our differences. We will experience what it means to have unity through diversity. When our I Am presence is in control, we will understand that our diversities actually help us learn and grow as sons and daughters of God. Then we will happily share our gifts, our talents, our wisdom, our knowledge, and our abundance to enhance the lives of all people as we unify together as the family of humanity. We will know that we are co-creating this reality together and that God's abundance and the supply of all good things are our divine birthright, each and every one of us as sons and daughters of God. It is only through our lower human ego's belief in lack and limitation and fearful poverty consciousness that we have manifested things in the physical plane that conflict with the infinite flow of God's abundance and block that divine birthright, our natural heritage. As we victoriously accomplish our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of God's infinite perfection, every country on this planet will be governed by the I Am presence of the people abiding in that country. Since each of our I Am presences knows the full significance of the oneness of all life, this aspect of our divinity knows that only by working toward the highest good of all concerned in every facet of life will we succeed in accomplishing the divine plan for planet Earth. Only by creating win-win situations in every governmental exchange, every human exchange, and every exchange involving the environment and the nature kingdom will there ever be eternal peace and God's infinite abundance for all life on Earth. When our I Am presence is in control, the human ego of those who have been blocking and suppressing the viable solutions that are available right here and right now for all of the maladies that are causing humanity's pain and suffering. That human ego will no longer have any power. The appalling greed and corruption that we have seen involving Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the banking and housing industry, the governments of the world, including the United States of America, the energy companies, medicine and the pharmaceutical companies, the FDA and our food supply, the media and communication systems, and our education systems, will no longer be tolerated by humanity's I Am presence. This appalling greed and corruption is a reflection of our fear-based human ego and has nothing to do with the divine plan for this planet. Washington, D.C., represents the heart of government for the most powerful country in the world. America represents the microcosm of the macrocosm for the planet. The original divine intent of this country was to model to the world how the family of humanity could live together in harmony, prosperity, equality, happiness, with liberty and justice for all. One unified nation, the family of humanity, living under the inspiration of God and our I Am presence. All of our sacred documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights, proclaim that facet of the United States' divine mission. In spite of the terrible errors we have made as a country and the corruption that has been demonstrated in our government off and on since its inception, the original divine intent, that archetype for this nation, has not changed. America is an anagram for the I Am race. The New World was to be a blueprint for divine government. The I Am race was to reflect a race of God-conscious souls, the family of humanity, comprised of every race, religion, culture, nationality, creed, and lifestyle evolving on this planet. Even though it seems like we've fallen far from the original plan, the blueprint for divine government is still pulsating as the matrix and the original archetype for this country. What the beings of light are reflecting to us now is that it is now time for the archetype for divine government to be established by the I Am presence of every person abiding in this blessed country. Once the archetype for any creation is established, the unformed primal light substance of the universe is magnetized into that matrix. When a critical mass of the archetype is reached, it causes an unstoppable shift, and the archetype becomes a tangible manifestation in the world of form. When we reach a critical mass for the archetype of divine government, that is the destiny for this blessed nation, nothing will be able to prevent divine government from manifesting in the United States of America and throughout the planet Earth. We must remember that divine government involves not only the governments of the world, it also involves self-government, how we individually govern ourselves, which consists of each of us being governed by our I Am presence. It is time for us to release our human egos into the light. And it is time for us to give our I Am presence full dominion of our life, including all of our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs. Self-government determines what we choose to empower every day. It determines how we use our life force, how we use our free will in our creative faculties of thought and feeling. Self-government means what we allow ourselves to co-create moment by moment throughout our daily life, what we empower through our attention and the focus of our attention. During this incredible moment of planetary ascension, it is very important for each of us to evaluate whether or not we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows through our focus and our attention. Are we allowing our dysfunctional, fragmented human ego or our I Am presence to govern our life? Fortunately, that's not a difficult assessment to make. All we need to do is simply pay attention throughout our day and monitor what we're focusing on. What are we empowering? What are we thinking and feeling? Are our thoughts and feelings based in fear, anxiety, chaos, disappointment, frustration, anger, hatred, failure, exhaustion, boredom, or any other expression of negativity? Are we allowing ourselves to be manipulated into fear by the media and the appearances of the outer world? Are we buying into gloom and doom reports that are flooding the internet? Or are we focusing on the power of our attention, creating what we want to manifest in our lives, the joy, the happiness, the elation from our I Am presence, from the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love? Are we empowering and holding the vision of heaven on earth in spite of the adversity appearing on the screen of life? Are we energizing through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions only the things that will enhance the quality of our lives and the lives of our loved ones? Are we expecting miracles? Are we expecting only the highest good and the very best to manifest in our lives? Are we truly understanding the profound reality that the light of God is always victorious? And we are that light. Very simply, if we are empowering negativity, then our human ego is governing our life. If we are holding the vision of the new earth and empowering our new planetary cause of divine love, then our I Am presence is governing our life. In most instances, our lives will be reflecting a little of both of those things. But remember, the moment we reach a critical mass of positive thinking through our I Am presence, we will experience an unstoppable change, and those powerful patterns of perfection for the oneness of life and our new planetary cause of divine love will begin manifesting tangibly in our life experiences. Now I know it takes a lot of work to monitor every thought, word, feeling, and action. It seems much easier to just mindlessly muddle through our daily experiences. If something makes us happy, we let us make us happy. If something makes us sad or angry, we let our responses just reflect those feelings. The problem is that everything at this moment is being greatly accelerated. It used to take a long time for our negative thoughts and feelings to catch up with us and manifest in our lives as something negative. Now things are manifesting almost instantaneously. If we don't give full dominion of our life over to our I Am presence now, I assure you, we are in for a very tumultuous and painful road ahead, because this planet and all her life are moving forward into the light. And we can move forward kicking and screaming, resisting and fighting the patterns, or we can release our human ego into the light, transmute the negativity of our human miscreations, focus on the power of perfection and the new planetary cause of divine love, and ascend effortlessly into the new heaven and the new earth. If we allow our I Am presence to govern our life, we can truly create heaven on earth right here and right now. The choice is up to us. We have everything to gain and nothing to lose by accepting the truth of this possibility. Let's make a commitment to ourselves and allow our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions to express only the positive things that we want to empower and create in our life. Let's not allow ourselves to worry or talk about or empower the negative things that we hear through the media or elsewhere. Daily and hourly, let's ask ourselves, is what I am thinking and feeling now adding to the light of the world or the shadows? Is this what I want to be empowering and creating in my life? If it isn't, invoke the violet flame of God's infinite transmutation and blaze the violet flame through those negative thought patterns, transmuting them back into the light, and ask your I Am presence, what do I want to empower and think instead of that? And then begin empowering those thoughts through your words, feelings, actions, and thinking process. Continually monitor this day by day by day, and gradually those automatic reflex patterns that just allow the thoughts and experiences of the day to muddle through your mind and have you react to them without any control or deliberation, that will begin to fade, and the new patterns of positive thinking will become habitual for you, so that you will be perpetually adding to the light of the world. So once again, if what you are thinking and feeling is not adding to the world, blaze the violet flame through it and say, what do I want to empower instead of that? Look at the negative thing and then look at a positive reflection of that and transmute it back into what you want and then instead of the fears of what you don't want. Instead, every day, let's focus our attention on the most positive visions that we can create for ourselves and the new earth. Let's see the family of humanity, every man, woman, and child on this planet, living in peace, abundance, health, harmony, security, joy, happiness, and abounding love. Let's envision the maladies of the world being healed and transmuted instantaneously into light through the power of the violet flame and God's infinite perfection. Let's know that our lives and the lives of all humanity are now reflecting divine love and reverence for life, and that this new concept is becoming the order of the new day on planet Earth. Let's create a renaissance of love and make love the order of the new day on this sweet earth. See your life and the lives of all humanity filled with loving relationships, rewarding, fulfilling jobs, abundance, health, enlightenment, joy, security, happiness, spiritual fulfillment, and eternal peace. I promise that if you allow your I Am presence to govern your life faithfully, these patterns will automatically be reflecting through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and you will be experiencing miraculous changes. Then you will be motivated to continue giving dominion of your life over to your I Am presence forever. And you will be willing to invoke this light through the I Am presence of your sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, helping them to lift above the mud puddle of the painful experiences of their lives enough so that they can see and experience their own I Am presence and start giving dominion to that reflection of their own divinity. From every conceivable light source, we are now being encouraged, prompted, implored, and guided to focus the power of our attention on the vision of the new earth and all of her resplendent glory. In spite of all of the saber-rattling and the war drums that we're being bombarded with by the media, every awakening person is gently turning his or her attention back to the reality of co-creating the new earth. This is our purpose and reason for being. This is why we volunteered to be on earth during this cosmic moment. The universal law is the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. That means that the company of heaven and all of the legions of light cannot do this for us. They cannot just wave a wand and project those patterns into the physical plane. They can only assist if those of us in the physical plane are holding the vision and invoking their light and those patterns into this dimension that we abide in. We have each been preparing for eons of time to develop the strength, skill, courage, wisdom, and trust to hold true to our mission during these challenging times. Our training was successful, and that means that we already have everything we need within our hearts to succeed God victoriously. Our responsibility now is to monitor perpetually our thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs, and to daily and hourly be sure that we are empowering only the perfection patterns of the new earth and our new planetary cause of divine love that we want to create as the body of beloved Mother Earth. Every world religion has taught us in one way or another that we are responsible for the circumstances occurring in our lives. What we send out returns to us. This is true whether we are sending out love or hate. In Eastern philosophy, this is called the law of karma, or the law of cause and effect. In Judaism, it's referred to as an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. We should have said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hug for a hug, a kiss for a kiss, so we got the whole picture. In Christianity, it's referred to as reaping what we sow, or casting our bread upon the water to return to us. In the scientific field, through the laws of physics and quantum mechanics, it's called like attracts like, action and reaction, radiation and magnetization. In the higher mystery schools, it's referred to as the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God, the law of the circle. This means that whatever we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings is changing the dynamics of the whole of creation and then returning to us, bringing the results of those thoughts, words, actions, and feelings back into our life experiences. There is a grassroots awakening taking place, and literally millions of people all over the world are awakening and recognizing the oneness of all life. When this truth begins to resonate in their heart and mind, they genuinely strive to create lives of love, peace, joy, abundance, health, and comfort for themselves and their loved ones. The majority of people everywhere really want the same thing. They want to know that their families are safe and that they can provide food, shelter, security, health care, education, comfort, and happiness for their loved ones. The majority of people sincerely care about other people. And they want these things for all humanity. They really want the very best for people everywhere and all life evolving on this earth. most people truly desire to create a lifestyle that not only supports their basic needs, but also that honors all life and the earth as well. The people who are willing to deprive others of their livelihoods, their comfort, security, prosperity, and safety for their own greed are a very small minority of people on this planet. Those who are willing to kill people and who are willing to destroy the earth for the sake of power and money are a minuscule fraction of humanity as well. We are one with even the most recalcitrant souls on this planet. And we can help our sisters and brothers who are trapped in the paralyzing grip of their human egos by invoking their I Am presence and asking their I Am presence to take command of their heart and mind. This gives their I Am presence permission to intervene in ways that their I Am presence may not have had for eons of time. The I Am presence will only intervene in alignment with their highest good and their divine plan. So we cannot interfere with people's life experiences by invoking their I Am presence, but we can greatly accelerate their awakening process through this gift of divine grace. We can also invoke the flame of transfiguring divine love that is pulsating in every person's heart and ask the divine intelligence within that sacred flame to reveal the distortion and the corruption in any person's thinking process that allows him or her to justify harming another part of life for their own selfish gain. If moment to moment we focus the power of our attention on the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love and all that means to us in the way of love, peace, harmony, joy, happiness, abundance, health, security, beauty, limitless physical perfection, fulfillment, spiritual growth, enlightenment, and all of the wonder, ecstasy, bliss, and awe of the heavenly realms, not only for ourselves but for the entire family of humanity, we will victoriously co-create heaven on Mother Earth. Please join with me now, and let's invoke the legions of light and accelerate the process that we are being asked to co-create in this physical plane of manifesting divine government for this planet. Let's breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of our hearts. Our I Am presence is taking full dominion of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. We are one with humanity, and we are one with all life on this planet. I will invoke this invocation in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally and tangibly, but know that we are serving through unity consciousness as surrogates on behalf of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. We are one with all life, and as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, what energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we begin. I am my I Am presence. And I am invoking beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection. In the name of love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved presence of God, which I am, blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, and by the power of the light now made manifest on earth by Archangel Michael and the legions of power and perfection, beloved ones, we ask you to come forth now. descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. Beloved Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection, with your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. Encapsulate these energies that are being cut free in your cosmic circles of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantly transmute it cause, core, effect, record, and memory through the power of the violet flame back into its original divine perfection. Beloved Archangel Michael, I now ask that you direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. Beloved ones, with your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in your cosmic circles of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace and instantly transmuted cause, core, effect, record, and memory through the power of the violet flame back into light. Beloved ones, expand this divine service now into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on this planet. With your sword, the blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these negative energies in your cosmic circles of white lightning. And lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of God's divine grace. Instantly transmute it, cause, core, effect, record and memory through the power of the violet flame back into light. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will for planet Earth, I command that in every location now where this negativity was removed, the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love, which reflect the patterns of divine government, now be established and expanded here and forever. Through the presence of God, I am, I ask for a special cosmic dispensation. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, now envelop Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth in the embrace of our Father, Mother, God's divine wisdom, eternal peace, transfiguring divine love, divine will, enlightenment, abundance, purity, illumination, and understanding, expanding the consciousness of unity, reverence for all life, and the unification of the family of humanity, until divine government and all of the infinite patterns of perfection associated with divine government are firmly established through the hearts and minds of everyone associated with the governments of the world at national, state, and local levels, through all of the electorate and those electing their governments, through all of the constituents in every location, until every person on the planet is reflecting the divine government associated with the self-government through the I Am Presence, and the government of the I Am Presence, by the I Am Presence, for the I Am Presence, that will reflect the patterns of perfection for the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love. I accept that this activity of God's light is being established now through every country of the world, creating a new expansion of consciousness through all associated with the governments at national, state, and local level, and all of the peoples of this planet. I make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I Am. And I accept it manifesting now, even as I call, permanently secured in the core of purity of every electron of precious life energy belonging to or serving the earth at this time. And so it is. Beloved, I Am. Beloved, I Am. Beloved, I Am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room, knowing that everything is in place to empower and to accomplish this mighty feat. All I have to do is consciously live out of that knowing that the divine truth of government is now being established. And I am willing to consecrate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to the effort of manifesting the heavenly perfection of the new earth. I become aware of my physical body, gently moving my fingers and toes. I inhale and exhale gently as I open my eyes and begin breathing normally. And I just relax now as these divine energies are assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and those of every man, woman, and child on this planet. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for the light that you are adding to the world and for your willingness to expand the light of God in, through, and around every particle of life on this planet. If you would like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit my website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up there to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. These beings of light are giving us information, and the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. We've also documented this information from on high in our books, CDs, tapes, DVDs, and other activities that are available on our website, our webinars, and our archives full of years' worth of our monthly newsletters. So if you would like to expand your understanding of this cosmic moment and what is occurring on this planet at this time, please join us for that activity of light. I'm grateful for your selfless service. Join us again next week as we add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.